Brian Mazurowski, Joe Beamer on WBEN. Happy St. Patrick's Day. Have a great Monday to everybody out there who's listening. It's a little gloomy out there, but still, you know, Joe, what a great weekend across Western New York, even with the rain. It was amazing yesterday. This happened by you, where you started off a pretty warm, nice. Those thunderstorms rolled through, and they were pretty loud, and then went outside after the storm. And it dropped like 20, 25 degrees.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You had to change your wardrobe.
It was insane.
Yeah.
Yeah. I went out in the same clothes. I'm like, all right. Maybe we're not staying out as long as I thought we were.
No. I actually got one of my heavier jackets for today after, you know, retiring two for the season. Once they're retired, they don't come back out. Might not have been a smart decision.
You're done?
Because it's not even spring yet. I mean, technically, it's not even spring.
Yeah. I mean, I wore the big coat in here.
Yeah.
Didn't have to zipper it, but it's still, you got it out to just in case.
Yeah, you know, but this week after today, we're going to be 50s, 60s, even over the weekend, high 40s. Like this time of year, I know we can't get too greedy. So I'm all for it.
Yeah. Great weekend for the parades, for everything like that, even with the rain. I don't think it stopped anyone from having fun.
Great weekend for the Sabres.
It was a great weekend. I mean, Joe, what a... I mean, that highlight of the year, which kind of stinks, but
yeah,
highlight of the year right there, Saturday, where you go in, you're booing Jack Eichel every time he touches the puck, and it had an effect. If you ever wonder, as a fan, you go to a game or something like that, if you have an impact, your boos, your cheers, anything like that, just look at Saturday, and the fans won the Sabres the game.
Yeah. I mean, the way he celebrated that go-ahead goal just to have it come back and blow up in his face, isn't it great?
He celebrated like he just, like, Game 7 Stanley Cup Final.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it's Saturday afternoon in Buffalo.
Against the third worst team in the NHL.
Yeah. And he's going crazy after he scored that goal. I was a little deflated after he scored that goal. I was like, come on.
But you didn't give up.
Didn't give up. Still booed every time he touched the puck. His teammates noticed, tried to force him the puck with the empty net. They don't score. It goes back the other way. Sabres score. Sabres end up winning in a shootout.
Amazing.
Where Eichel missed a shot, by the way.
Yes.
Alex Tuch gets the winner for Buffalo. But like that, And I mean, yesterday he wrote on TNT, or it's Mark Stone.
Looking back, I know you want Tommy to put it in, but we had a teammate getting booed the entire night, and you wanted to try and share the wealth with him, so you can't... hate on his willingness to help a teammate out.
The Vegas captain said, oh, you know, we had someone getting booed the entire night and wanted to get him the puck to put in the empty net to really hammer it home and show up Buffalo. It's still on his mind. I like that it's still on his mind. Still, we live inside of his head. Despite the success, the Stanley Cup, everything.
He's feeling this loss.
Yeah. Oh.
It's great.
I love it. Love every moment of it.
Congratulations,
it was amazing.
To the seventh man, the fans.
We did it.
Yep.
We did it, guys. That's what I'm looking around. We did it. A lot of Vegas jerseys.
Oh.
What's that all about?
Any Eichel Vegas jerseys?
Oh, yeah. Mm. Yeah. What's that? What's going on there?
I don't know. I used to say that all the time when the Thrashers would come to town, and there were a ton of Thrasher fans.
But I know.
How did you jump onto that bandwagon?
I know a good amount of people. I have family in Atlanta, and I know like people who go down there from Buffalo.
Yeah.
Like, there's a good cross population.
But there were a lot of Canadians that were Thrasher fans, and I just never understood that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I don't really get that one either.
No.
Well, now they're all Jets fans.
That's right.
So, and maybe that's the reason why.
They had their ninth sellout of the season, which is rough when you play in the smallest arena.
There is not a whole group of Vegas fans traveling to Buffalo, I don't think.
No, for this game. I think it goes the other way.
Yeah. So that it was surprising to me to see. But, you know, they all went home with a long... I'm sorry, I'm still on cloud nine.
Yeah,
when it was affirmed to me yesterday... that the boos of the crowd helped the Sabres win that game. There's nothing better.
You went back. You were kind of like, okay, the game's over, and then you heard that clip. You're like, I'm right back.
I'm ready to go again.
Yep.
It's nice to know I've been making a difference all these years. Well, so we had that going on over the weekend. And Joe, there's only one episode left. It's the only show I watch on TV. And so I'm kind of upset that it's going to be over.
Okay.
Because now I got to find like a new show. And that's not easy.
I got one for you. I've been telling you.
What?
Paradise. On Hulu.
On Hulu? What's that about?
That's about America having to go to an underground bunker city.
Okay. You were telling me about this. Yeah, that's right. I forgot the name of it. You know why I forgot the name of it? This premise is all over the place. Like some sort of post-apocalyptic.
Yeah.
Or like tragedy happens or something crazy happens.
Right.
I think there's like seven shows that I've scrolled past that all have, like, start with that kind of. I saw one I was scrolling through over the weekend that was aliens.
Oh.
Like the aliens are coming.
Well, so I'm only on episode 5, right?
So it might be aliens?
We don't know what it is
okay.
yet. We don't know what it is. There's, you know, like I like it because this would probably bother some people, but as current time's going on, you're seeing what happened with flashbacks. So you don't know why they're there. You're learning that as you're seeing everything play out. So
that's pretty cool.
Yeah. The only other, you know, movie that I, or show slash movie I know of people living underground for an extended period of time was Blast from the Past, Christopher Walken.
Oh, yeah. That's an old movie.
That's a great
Christopher movie. Walken is in this show I watch.
Oh, look at that. So what's the show?
Severance.
Severance.
And it's, on Apple.
And it's over.
No, well, no. There's one episode left next week.
Okay.
Season finale. Now, it was 3 years between season one and season two, so that's why I'm a little.
Yeah.
But there was the writer's strike and all that stuff pushed it back.
Right.
So I think there may be, you know, the next one will be a little sooner.
Actually be next year.
Than 3 years.
Yeah.
I don't know about next year, but you know, a year and a half. If we can cut that 3 years in half, I'd be happy.
But you know, that's not rare anymore because look at Hightown, a show that was on Stars. It's over now. But, I mean, they went 2-3 years between some of the seasons. And then the show with, I can't remember her, Sydney Sweeney, the HBO show,
mm-hmm.
The names escape my mind. They're having like 3 or 4 years between seasons.
Well, isn't that what Curb Your Enthusiasm did, Larry David?
That's right.
Where,
yeah.
I mean, they went, I feel like they went like 5 years
yeah.
in between. And then he's just like, yeah, I feel like making it again. And they're like, okay, cool. Like, glad you're coming around.
Don't need much of a script.
We'd love to have you.
Yeah.
You're our best show.
That was a mostly ad-lib show, though, too, which is so much more fun when you know that watching it.
Great show.
Yeah.
Super funny people all involved. But Severance, it's, you know, it's a different show. I know a few people like it. Watch it. Was recommended to me. And I love it. I it's my one, like, show I'm all in on. Very cool show. Very cool idea. But there is one thing about the show that I'm not thrilled about. The dialogue during the show at points is so soft that I've had to do what I know a lot of people have been doing for a number of years. The last two episodes of the show, and I don't want to blast it. We're not in, I don't know how this works in your house, but after the kids go to bed, what's your like noise level?
Lower. Like, we try to keep it about half of where it is regularly.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Ours, throughout, you know, ever since they were babies, we keep it normal.
Okay.
Like, it's just normal. You want the kids to be able to sleep through. Like, I don't want to. Some people are like, they put the kids to bed and they're whispering around. Everyone's tiptoeing.
We have a much smaller house than you. So, yeah, I mean, there's not much space.
But you're on separate floors now, right?
Yes, yeah.
So does it change that a little bit?
I thought it would. But it's still just because it's small. Like, it's not.
Yeah.
You're on the first floor, but you're right under his room.
We even though, like, bathroom right next to the kids' rooms, whatever. Brushing the teeth, door open. We'll
yep.
flush in the toilet.
See, my wife and I have an argument about that. She hates it. I don't flush the toilet when he's sleeping. She flushes the toilet all the time. I refuse to because I know it will be my flush that wakes him up.
We don't worry about any of it.
She's like, I have to wake up every morning with your bathroom.
We talk normal volume. We're like that. That's just how it's always been in our
yeah.
house. We're not gonna. You know, kids got to learn to sleep through.
Right.
Normal. Whatever. The only exception to that is I'm not gonna blast the TV. Like, the subwoofer is not gonna be like booming.
Right.
Post 8 o'clock when the kids are asleep, because that will wake someone up.
Right.
Like, the speakers going loud will wake
someone
up. Shaking
the house will, yeah.
And every show on TV, like, there's no, you can actually turn, it's a setting, I know, you can turn on, like, a lot of the apps and on your TV. I don't think it works. But there's no like normalization of, you know, it used to be the commercials.
Yep.
You'd be watching, all of a sudden the commercials would come on, they'd be booming loud.
Mm-hmm.
They actually made a law about that, I think. And now, but it's within the shows where you'll have like some action sequence or something, you know, blows up or whatever, and it's the loudest thing on earth. And then, you know, they'll be talking and it's like, why did you just see that explosion? That was amazing. That was unbelievable. And it's like, does it really have to be that low compared to where we just were volume-wise? So I won't jack the volume up with the sleeping kids. It's our one thing. And because of that, I'm missing a ton of dialogue in this. This show opened with this episode. I had to stop it, turn the captions on, and go back.
Wow.
And it's the second week in a row I've had to put the captions on the TV to read what they're saying.
Wow, my hearing's bad, but I have not gotten to that point yet.
My hearing is not great. Little bit of the tinnitus, Joe.
Yeah.
Little bit of standing in front of speakers and amplifiers with no ear protection for half my life. Like
that'll
you know
do it.
That'll have a little bit of a toll. My wife always complains about my hearing. I say, you know what? It's good enough.
Yeah.
For now,
I can hear.
I can hear everything except for this. She is annoyed by the captions. Does this fight go on in households across Western New York where one person loves the captions? And I've noticed this is not just, I always thought the captions were for, all right, I'm 85 now. Like, now I got to watch with the closed caption.
Yeah.
Tons of people do this. And you know how I figured this out at first? I stole my friend's Netflix account. And we're watching the shows, and you just have their default settings because it's their account.
Oh.
And the captions would be on everything. And I go, are your parents using this? Like, what's going on? They're like, no, I watch the shows with the settings so I don't miss any of the dialogue because I can't hear it. And I always hated it because, to me, it's a little distracting because you're reading. You're not watching the whole thing. You're supposed to be watching and then listening.
That right there is my number one concern.
Do you watch with the captions at all?
No.
No, you can't.
I couldn't, but if my wife said, hey, could you turn the captions on? I don't think it would annoy me. But yeah, I'd rather not have them on.
I don't love doing it, but...
But it's better than missing...
That's the thing. Like, I can't...
I definitely see your point.
And it's a show that like you kind of have to pay attention to.
Yeah.
Right? Where if you're not picking up on some of the dialogue, you're gonna miss out on something.
Yeah,
I need to know what they're saying.
That's how Paradise is.
You
have to hang on. We've actually had to. You probably brought up. My wife's probably gonna say tonight we should do what Brian said. We should put this because we'll have to rewind because you know it was too low. We missed it. A bag crumpled or something. So yeah, we've had to go back and rewatch a scene
because you couldn't hear a thing that they were saying.
It's like you missed one thing. Now you're lost for the rest of the show.
I blame it on the showrunner.
For the lowness of the volume?
Yes.
Yeah.
You know what one of the best movies ever was? Not because of the movie at all, but because of stuff like this. The Social Network. You remember that?
Yeah.
The Facebook movie with...
Justin Timberlake.
Yeah, he was in the movie. Who was Mark Zuckerberg? That guy.
Yep. you know exactly.
You know, that guy was Mark Zuckerberg. But that movie was awesome. There's this scene in this movie. I remember because I was in college working on video editing, like watching this movie. And I remember taking it into class because it was so great. There's a scene where they're talking to each other in like a loud club. And you can still hear everything they're saying. Like the sound is... conveys perfectly that they are in the middle of a loud club, that it's hard to hear, yet you still have no trouble hearing exactly what they're saying to each other.
Nice.
That's the way it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
Like, I know in this scene, okay, the camera's way over here, they're speaking in hushed tones, but can I hear it? I kind of feel like it's important for the viewer to hear it.
Yeah. Like, you could... That's perfect. That's a good way to put it. Like, you want to be able to get the dialogue across... And they're trying to say, well, wait a minute, it's hard for them to hear. Well, doesn't it be hard for me to hear?
Yeah. And that's like the only movie I've seen. The sound design was so great where it was like, all right, I get everything in the scene. And you did it perfectly. And I could hear it.
That was a movie that I saw so often because it was on the Madai movie channel.
Oh, really?
And it was, and if something was on the Madai movie channel, it would be on for 6 months, just that movie, until someone went downstairs into the TV studio.
So same three things on a loop.
Yeah, exactly.
I remember that. Every college had that, basically.
Yeah. Social Network, the Andy Samberg movie that I'm completely forgetting the title of right now.
I never watch those channels.
Yeah. Oh, I would fall asleep. Especially when in the Truman Show was one. If it was a movie I knew, I love falling asleep to stuff I know.
Yeah.
Like, we fall asleep to Home Alone at least once a week.
You're just
Home
right
Alone,
there.
Back to the Future, come on.
On the text board, 803-0930. Like, do you have a fight going on in your home with the closed captions? And I don't, like, how much more popular is that? And is it because we can't hear, or do you actually like reading along with this? 803-0930. Some people texting in, someone saying that some of the settings on surround sound systems allow you to choose a voice forward that enhances the dialogue. Here's the thing. I don't want to have to dig into 50 settings just to be able to hear what the characters are saying.
That should be the default. Like, everything else should be, if you want your house to shake with an explosion, you should go and the voice, whatever the hell it's called, that should be the default. You should assume a majority of people who have speakers in their house want to hear the dialogue more than they want their house to shake, because
I don't
want to
be fiddling up and down on the remote the whole time. I don't want to have to jack it up and then, like, all of a sudden scene change, put it back down and then put it back up. Like, that's just, no, it takes me out of it.
If I want to be able to hear the dialogue that leads to Randy Quaid flying into the spaceship as loud as the spaceship blowing up in Independence Day.
Someone says, Facebook drives me nuts with that. Captions on every video. It should be not the default option, but an option for people who can't hear it.
That's not Facebook. That's the people putting the video. Like, that's huge with influencers now.
I was going to say, this is, I feel like, one of the reasons closed captions on TV might be more popular with people is because they're so used to seeing it now with online videos.
Because influencers realized, there's a good chance you're going to see my video and not bother to press the unmute. I need to get my point across. And so that's usually, not always, but that's usually the influencer putting captions in their videos because they realize, half the people aren't even going to bother unmuting this. I need to get my words out there.
Do you think that's the reason why? Or they're putting it there because they realize people are watching this in places where they shouldn't be.
Oh, that's another good one. Yes.
You're watching this at work, or you're waiting at the doctor's office. You're doing something like that. You don't want to turn the volume on.
Yeah.
But you still want to see what they're saying in the video.
Exactly.
Every online video has captions now.
Yep.
And it's not the captioning that you turn on or off on the video.
No, they put it in.
Built into the video.
Yep.
I think that's the reason why. Is that you? You can let us know. 803-0930. This and much, much more. Beam as in Beamer on WBEN. It's Brian Mazurowski and Joe Beamer on WBEN. We're talking about a sort of closed caption war going on in your house. You can let us know. 803-0930. Because I had to put them on watching my new favorite show. It's my only favorite show. It's the only show I watch on TV anymore. I got to find a new show because it's over in a week. But Severance, and I, last 2 weeks, had to turn on that closed captioning to understand what they were saying. Is that just me getting old, or do a lot of people like to do that?
By the way, the HBO show was Euphoria.
Euphoria that you were thinking of?
It's taking years between seasons.
Why is that? Are they building suspense? Are the actors busy?
I think it's because as that show's gone on, like, Sydney Sweeney, is so much more popular. She's in movies and stuff. Like, they probably can't get the whole cast together.
They're all doing other stuff.
Yeah.
And then they all come back and, like, they're mysteriously 5 years older.
Yeah, I mean, it is going to be interesting.
That's weird.
Are they back in high school? Are they going to fast forward 5 years?
803-0930. A lot of texts coming in on, you know, whether or not you use them or not. Someone saying, I miss parts if my husband falls asleep because he snores. So there you go. Can't hear the dialogue with that. Someone said, captions are necessary for Ted Lasso with the British accents. I could see that.
Yeah,
that's coming back. There's some shows where I see there's a new option. Well, I think it might be around for a while, but I've just started to play around with the captions now. There's an option that is so you can have subtitles on. You can have them in, you know, English, French, or whatever. You can have them off. But then there's auto. So auto, you would think, is just like
whatever language is being spoken.
Well, yeah, if you like, you know, all of a sudden they throw in like a French term. You know, they do that. I hate that in movies where it's set, you know, in a different country. And then randomly, like, they'll say two words in that language, but then the rest of it's in English.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like,
you know, a lot of movies.
They're in Mexico. Hola. Hey, I'd like to have the fish. You know, like, just like you didn't need to just do the whole thing in English.
Yeah.
Or do it all in Spanish.
Why are you throwing me off here?
Pick one or the other. Like, not going to do it. But I think that's what it is. Like, and when they said hola, hello, very helpfully will be put at the bottom of the screen.
So that's what auto is.
But I think auto also now, because I started to watch after the show was over Friday night, I'm like, oh, what else is on here? There's two movies that I've been wanting to watch. The Napoleon movie is on Apple.
Okay.
And the Killers of the Flower Moon is on. And both of those are like very, very long movies that are going to take me a while to sit through and watch.
Yeah.
But I had the auto on. And in the Napoleon movie, it would just, like on times where the dialogue might be hard to pick up, it put the subtitle there. Which, that's kind of nice. I like that.
That is nice. How long are these movies that you're going to take days to watch?
Like 3 hours long.
Yeah. This is why I'm so boring. I just go back to stuff I already know.
I don't think that's boring. I think that's most people.
Yeah.
You scroll around for forever and then
I've heard a lot of people talking about Severance. And I was telling you this in the newsroom last week. In 2 weeks, I'm going to have to purchase Apple for baseball season. So maybe I...
Oh, there you go.
Maybe
there's your in.
Watching. Yeah.
There's your in. It'll be everywhere.
I have no time to wait. The Mets are the first Apple Friday night game this season. So I have to buy Apple TV on the first Friday of the season.
You have to.
Can't miss the game. Can't miss the second game of this. You sound like my wife.
Can't miss a New York Mets game in March.
That's the the argument's not the subtitles blasphemy. In the Beamer house. The argument is, again?
Yeah. Who's winning now? What game is this?
Like, I can guarantee Tuesday will be basketball, right? Wednesday I'll flip on for the second of the first four games. My wife will go, basketball again? Yeah. It's March.
See, I need to start bringing you up in my house because, like, I'll get that sometimes if, like, last week the Sabres game was on TNT.
Yeah.
Against Detroit, was it? Yep. In the middle of the week? And it's like my hockey on again. Like, there's hockey on like seven times a year in this house. Like, I know I go to the games.
Yeah.
That's probably what you're referring to. Like, you got to watch a stupid team again. But, like, yeah, like twice a month, I get to choose what's on the TV on a random weeknight.
Oh, yeah.
Let me enjoy it.
And I have, like, I will come up with storylines for every game. Like, you know, it's the 30th game of 162.
See, I don't do that. For me, it's just, we only get like eight games a year I can actually watch on TV. Yeah. So that's my whole storyline.
Yeah. I go, it's summer. The Mets are playing. Yeah, that's my...
that's your thing. More texts coming in on the text board. Someone says, there's times at work I can't turn my volume on. And I can only read the text. There you go. That's why people are putting these captions on all the things. And I think it's getting people more comfortable with watching them.
Yeah, I didn't even think of that, but you're right. It's people like at work. Maybe you're on public transportation. You didn't bring headphones. You know, you're out in public. You said the doctor's office. You don't want people to know what you're watching.
Yeah.
I just thought it's because people are so lazy to even turn the sound on now.
Because you're watching. Because all the internet's video now.
Yeah.
And you're not normally in a place, unless you're that one guy in the bathroom here who just like goes in and just puts his video on, which is so,
well,
we've all seen it, but like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Like that's a no shame, which actually a lot of the internet is a no shame, right? Like if you're filming yourself eating crepes at a restaurant, right? Like
these are delicious.
That's a no shame thing. Like, yeah. Who cares, buddy? But no, like having the sound on while you're in the public bathroom and just whatever it is coming out of there, that's no shame too.
What's worse, that or people that hold, I've heard this, I think we both heard this, people who conduct meetings in the stall while they're on the phone, like sounds like a business call while they're in the bathroom.
I think the person with the volume up is worse.
All right, yeah.
I like you're on a call, like I kind of get it in a way. Like you're doing this.
Nature calls.
Nature called yeah. too. And you're on both calls at once. Right? But like the video thing, there's just no reason for you to be blaring whatever it is for everybody to hear.
Yeah.
Out in the open like that.
Well, during the break, I did something quite embarrassing. I thought I was alone in the bathroom, and we were talking about the Killers, and I was singing Read My Mind by the Killers, and then I see there's someone's feet under one of the stalls.
They probably enjoyed it.
You got a free concert.
By the way, you singing is not the same as, even though it probably sounds a lot worse, Joe, yes. I'd rather hear you singing a song than if you were playing the song loudly on like a speaker or something in the bathroom. That's just rude.
Yeah. All right.
You singing is fine.
It's good to hear. And it's amazing I could get any oxygen in the bathroom right now.
It's you're saying that right. But it's probably the only time everyone's going to see, I'd rather listen to you sing it than the actual person.
I'm happy to hear that.
Somebody on the text board saying that my neighbor has a personal speaker set up next to her so the TV isn't blasting if other people are watching too. That's pretty interesting.
Yeah. Remember, this was one of those big, I love talking about these, the big call now, we'll throw a second one in free. The headphones for people who had hearing issues or, I'm sorry, who didn't want to wake the rest of the house up.
Yeah.
And that was like late 90s, they ran these commercials.
I love those commercials because what was it always? It was the TV on the nightstand, you know, the box TV.
Yeah.
And the person with headphones, you know, it was usually the guy was up, right? So his wife's sleeping next to him, sound asleep. And the guy's there with headphones, smiling and nodding as he's watching the thing. Wife's sound asleep. It's like, oh, don't disturb your partner. The brightness from the TV is just flashing all over the room.
Yeah.
As if it's the sound only that's going to disturb your partner. She's sleeping peacefully as like, you know, you got like fireworks going on. It's like bright and dark and bright and dark. And somehow she's able to sleep soundly.
And remember,
must have a mask.
And remember those old box TVs also, they made a noise when they were on. Bong.
Yeah. You could tell the TV was on even if nothing was on. Absolutely. I love those. You know what they have now is inside the remote, there is a, at least on mine, on the Rokus, there's this. I don't know about every other one, but there's a headphone jack on the remote that you can, and you can also do that on your phone. Your phone can be a remote, and if you want, you hooked up your headphones to your phone, you could listen to the TV through those headphones.
Interesting.
Isn't that wild?
That is wild. I have not discovered this.
I've never done it, and I can't imagine just being in the living room listening to the TV on headphones.
No. I kind of wish now I could have gone back to that Mets playoff game and listened to the headphones, though, because I did want the volume up louder, but it was late at night.
Someone said, four reasons I use subtitles. One, husband falls asleep first. I turn down the volume, use the subtitles.
That's very nice.
Someone watching a video in a place where I want to be respectful of others. Like a waiting room or an airline. Okay. Three, my hearing is not great. Four, and agree with Ted Lasso, can't understand the foreign accent. So there you go. You got a four way of why you use them.
All understandable. I don't know. Maybe I should go, should start with the, because there are times where I will just admit that I missed that scene. Like I said, we've gone back a few times on Paradise, but if it's something I'm watching by myself, I don't have the time. I got to go to bed.
Yeah. Someone said it's the music behind the speaking. So loud.
Yes. There are some times where that is uneven with the speaking and it kind of drowns out what's being said.
That's the editor. Hire an editor.
Right.
I'm going to write a letter to the editor and say you're fired.
Everyone's an editor now with these streaming shows.
That's true. Someone's asked, what about shows like Squid Game on Netflix? Do you watch in the original Korean or with the English dub? How do you watch it?
Well, I've never watched it.
You haven't watched it?
No.
Do you ever watch anything foreign, like foreign shows?
No.
No?
Because I get annoyed when the mouth doesn't catch up with the words, and I don't want to read.
So you're never going to do subtitles.
I mean, eventually.
You don't want to read it.
Eventually, I'm going to get to an age where my hearing is at 36 is not good. So I know one of these days I'm going to have to actually watch TV with my glasses on, one, and read the subtitles.
For the Squid Game, we watched it with the English dub, which is...
Didn't bother you?
It at first did, but then you get used to it. So the second season came along, and I was in, like, it didn't seem silly to me anymore that I was watching it dubbed over. The watching it with the subtitles, I don't know, it's just... I can't watch a foreign movie with subtitles. Like, if the whole thing I'm watching... Like, here's the thing about this show. I need the subtitles for the instances where the dialogue is too soft.
Yes.
That's not the whole show.
Right.
Like, there's most of the scenes you can understand clearly what they're saying, but, you know, now it's maybe up to 10 to 15% of it. Cannot hear it for the life of me. I need the subtitles for that. For the whole show, like, to do it for the entire time, it's just...
It's like you're going to miss parts because you're looking down.
Yes, I'm trying to watch something. Like, give me the book if you want me to read the whole thing.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm missing whatever I'm supposed to be seeing with my eyes because I'm reading the subtitle. And the other part that I don't really like about subtitles is they put a block of text on the screen. So I'm reading ahead of what they're saying. You know how that's annoying? Like,
yes.
If there's a reveal or they say something... And I
you've read it
read
before the reveal.
Before it's said.
That ruins it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so.
I agree. The only thing that I watched where it didn't bother me, and this might have been because I was six, was because, you know, Rita's lips did not go with what she was saying because that was dubbed into English in the Power Rangers. The Rita scenes were from the Japanese show.
Oh, yeah. I don't think that ever crossed my mind. Never noticed it.
Yeah. Didn't bother me then, but I'm just saying that's one. That and the fight, you know, all the fighting scenes were from the Japanese.
Yeah, I do remember that, but I didn't know that those ones were too.
Yeah,
kind of makes sense, I guess. Those are big budget scenes. Those costumes hard to replicate, right?
That's right. That's right.
Couldn't do that again. I think that's the only one where, you know, we watched it dubbed, and it wasn't terrible. Okay. They did a pretty good job with it.
Is Squid Game, is that a good show? I mean, I'm guessing because it's very popular.
Yeah. Can that be my answer?
They've had two seasons?
It was interesting. Yeah.
Okay.
Two seasons. Second season, you watch it, and I think you go at the end like...
That's it?
Come on. Now I got to wait for another
part?
Like, it just ended.
Yeah.
In the middle of a season, basically. It was a fine show. A ton of people liked it.
Like Back to the Future, too. Like, I guess we're going to have a third one.
Yep. Yeah, just like that. The old Godzilla movie, someone says, classics with the English voiceovers. That's right. Someone says, didn't you ever watch Godzilla all dubbed? I'm trying to remember what my setting was on all my old Godzilla VHS tapes that I got. I got that for the birthday present, I think, one year. All these old Japanese Godzilla movies, they were great. The Mothman and everything.
I've never seen Godzilla.
Or Mothra, not the Mothman.
I just know the Blue Oyster Cult song.
You've never seen Godzilla?
I've never seen Godzilla.
Did you even watch the American Godzilla?
Nope.
No, really?
Or the one with Jack Black? Nope.
Godzilla. I feel like Godzilla was making a comeback right when we were in like prime age for that.
Yeah.
Like 9, 10 years old. Godzilla is the coolest.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not saying it wasn't. It's just...
Wasn't your thing?
I wasn't cool enough.
All right. Someone said, all right, paging Netflix, Brian Mazurowski, check out the billing department. I will have you know that now we pay for our own Netflix. We were forced into it because they booted us off of all the other ones.
The people you were taking it from didn't want to pay $28 to have more TVs?
No, they didn't want to pay 2 to 3 times as much as what they were for paying it. And we had to buy our own because my wife had to watch Love is Blind.
Did you get ad supported?
Yeah, and you know what? They're not that bad on Netflix.
No, they play them at the beginning.
Yeah, I hardly ever see an ad in the middle of anything that's going on Netflix.
So Love is Blind, how far are you through the season?
Oh, she finished the whole thing. So my wife watched Love is Blind, which means that I kind of watched Love is Blind.
And you saw the big reveal at the wedding when she couldn't marry him because of his politics?
Oh, yeah, I was going to bring that up next.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Hilarious. Did you watch it?
No, I just saw that scene.
So she watches it and I'm just like on my phone or on a book or whatever, but like I like to be where the action is.
Yeah.
So I'm like down, I'm absorbing it through osmosis, like everything that's going on. So she didn't marry the guy and then like was crying afterwards. And like one of the things she was like, you know, and I asked him about Black Lives Matter and he said he just didn't really have an opinion. And
yeah,
and that, because my favorite part is my wife will watch these shows, and then there are moments, like at least once a show that she watches, there are moments that get me to look up from whatever I'm looking at and go, what the hell are you watching? And I have to say, that was a moment where that comes out of this lady's mouth, and I go, is this real?
And she kept on saying, you know, I love you, though, but I love you. Like, okay. I don't know. I guess people are different. I always say this, and people are, like, surprised when I say this. I did not know my wife's politics until I moved in with her. Had no idea where she stood politically. That she knew where I stood politically because she's listened to the station.
Yeah.
But I didn't know. I didn't care. That's how little it came up in conversation between the two of us.
Yeah. My wife doesn't stand anywhere politically.
Right.
She would be like this guy. They would actually make a great couple. That's probably why she watched the show.
Was she going like...
but like, that's why... Like, and this woman could not believe it.
No.
That he didn't have a strong political opinion on anything.
But she didn't react when he said that. She waited until the wedding scene. Now, I don't know the setup
of
the show.
That's probably for the show, right? If you're going to dump someone, you got to do it at the altar.
I just, like... But it's why people have a problem with these shows. It's like...
I don't think that exists anymore.
Did they force her to go still to this? Did she want to? And they said, cut. Don't do it until the wedding scene.
That's me. Like, this is, to me, it's actually honestly still a question. Been married for almost 9 years now. And
man, time flies.
Much more important to me than anything politically that my wife might think is I'm still not 100% sure on her view on all these crappy shows that she watches, where, like, sometimes I'm confused. Do you think this is real? Or, you know, where do you stand on that? We might have to have that conversation, actually, some point in the near future. Because I still don't know if she's fully bought in, like, what percentage she thinks is real or not.
I question that. My wife will tell me, like, oh, I know it's all scripted. But do you? Right? Like, yes, and that's fine. It's fine. Hey, believe me, I like a lot of crap.
This show, by the way, I don't think it's all scripted.
Love is Blind?
No. I mean, they're fed, like, stuff to
yes.
do and say and ask and talk about. It's not like, let's sit down on the couch in front of the camera and, like, let's now have this discussion.
Right.
No one lives their life like that. But I don't think that they're, like, paid actors. I think they're people who want to become paid actors.
Well, yeah. I mean, I think that's what's completely ruined the show, right? The Bachelor. I do believe when The Bachelor started, it was legitimate. But now it's just people who are influencers. They have accounts. They want you to be on their TikTok page. They care about that more than meeting somebody.
Yeah.
That's all it's about now. And that's kind of how social media is. Again, a lot of these shows were crap from the beginning. I do believe The Bachelor was legit for, like, the first 5 seasons.
You do?
I do. I could be crazy.
I think the first one.
Okay.
I think everyone has, like, one. Like,
all right.
You're
at least we agree that there was at least one legitimate
yes.
one.
But as soon as it becomes a hit, you're done. You can't find people who are totally legit.
I mean, we were talking about this in my family yesterday. You know, Brian Luttrell from the Backstreet Boys, his son was on American Idol. And that, you know, was all over the place. Mm. And, you know, we were saying, did his son really need to be on American Idol? Or did ABC say, hey, we're trying to bring this show back. Hey, Brian Luttrell, could you come on with your son and do an audition?
And you know what? If there's one thing that's going to save American Idol, it's the son of a guy I couldn't name from a group that was popular 25 years ago.
But they still have a fan base, and he being on the show, I'm telling you, it made me tune in. And I haven't watched American Idol since I was in high school.
That's true. They were after the Beamer audience.
They were.
They're going right there. After. I'm sure David will be talking about the same thing when he's in next after the news with Lucas. We'll be back here tomorrow on WBEN.